And we're also going to go live on Facebook. So give me a few minutes.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday podcast with your host, Dr. Mary Seegers. Today is Wednesday, July the 19th, 2023. And I'm so honored to have two wonderful guests today. But before I introduce them, you know the drill. Grab your coffee cup. Perhaps you want juice or water or herbal tea and join in on the conversation. I want to welcome my guests. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Seegers. It is such a pleasure to be here on your podcast today. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
I'm so glad and honored that you said yes to the request. Let me first introduce a dear friend. Both of them are my dear friends, Dr. Carolyn Mack. We have the same coach, and I just gravitated to her smile, and I just gravitated to how she handled her business. So let me tell you a little bit more about her. I love because she is a midlife purpose strategist. She's going to tell us more about that. But she empowered midlife women to leap from guilt and dissatisfaction to courageously authentic living. She's a master life coach. She's done some great things since pandemic, since 2020. I believe she stepped into the coaching arena. Prior to that, she has 30 plus years in the workforce experience. She's believe in higher education and management. She's 9 years in management. So I'm just so honored to have you. Again, welcome officially, Dr. Carolyn.
Thank you very much.
And let's talk over now to a dear friend of mine. I've met her. I just loved her spirit. Minister Janica Tandy. She's an entrepreneur that started AYS, which At Your Service, in 2000, after retiring from University of Michigan Hospital. So she's in the medical arena. You know, she's a compassionate woman. She loves people. At Her Service specialized in working with geriatric or the senior population, if you will, providing long-term and short-term care. Janica says she loves the gift that God has given, showing the medical field how to service and take care of our senior population, because we are living longer. We want to live healthy lives. Yeah. And At Your Service is modeled after the thought, we care and we take care of you. So welcome, Janica. How you doing this morning?
All is well. All is well. Thank you for having me.
Yes. You know, for this entire month of July, we've been talking about women supporting women in all sectors. It could be in the educational area, in corporate, in business, in religious. So we have to know that we are not an island to ourselves. I need you and you need me. And so we're going to hear some wisdom from these powerful women to share how they learn how to support other women and able to be successful by doing that. So let me start with asking a question. I'll start out with you, Minister Back, if you don't, Pastor Back, Mac, if you don't mind. Dr. Carolyn, let me don't mind. How do you support other women?
Well, my entire business as being a midlife strategist is around supporting women professionals, women in the workforce, women who are going through the challenges of hitting those that I call them the middle ages, you know, where we are in the middle, you know, we are shifting our priorities, you know, maybe our families are changing, the family dynamics are changing, emptiness, career changes, life changes, body changes, all of these things, and they happen all around the same time. So I support women in navigating through those transitions and not falling apart in the process, and then, and also being able to jump into that next phase of life. So that is pretty much my entire brand. And that's how I, and it comes from being around women, being one of those women myself, and also seeing even my elders as I've growing up and seeing them age, which kind of speaks to what Minister Tandy does with her business, is aging gracefully.
Yes.
As we get there. And so that is the way that I support women, and I enjoy doing it, and we need it. You know, it's a needed and necessary piece for our lives.
Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful. What about for you, Minister Janica? How do you support other women?
I support other women in a lot of ways. First of all, to get into this particular kind of business, you have to recognize that it's needed. As you stated before, our elderly are living a lot longer now. I have one patient now that's 96. I have another patient that just turned 99. And this is a situation for them, especially going through the pandemic. Things have changed so much. I work mostly in the Jewish community. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I brought that up, because it's a connection that they have with each other to take care of their elderly, to make sure that they are provided for. So I'm saying that to say it puts everything in place as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. How we are able to stay on one accord, that's the, how we're able to stay on one accord, is to recognize the importance of taking care of your loved one, the importance of them being assured that they are being taken care of and being taken care of the correct way. It's a difference, you know? And so it comes up even spiritually. You have to have a heart for this, mm-hmm. you know, not only to support and encourage someone else, but also to take care of someone. Yeah. else. So it all to me comes together with the heart of a person, and also to the caring, because it mm-hmm. takes a lot. It really does. You know, when we talked about our elderly, you talked about dementia. It's a whole, besides the health issue, it's also mentally, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that has a lot to do with. I do have my degree in mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think that also helped me be able to do it on both levels. The mm-hmm. physically part of it and the mentally, and I can connect the spiritually part. And it's a connection right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's powerful, you know, because when you think of the person that you're caregiving itself is a handful, if you agree with that.
Yes.
That extended family, you know, their loved ones, their siblings, their spouses, you're also supporting them as you're
caring yes.
for the one right. that need the self-care. Yeah, that's powerful. So can you agree with that, Dr. Matt?
I was sitting here thinking it's like a full circle thing, because caregiving is part of that midlife phase that we go through, where we begin to have to care for our elders mm-hmm. as well as continuing to care for if we have children, and we're in the middle. And so it's those middle ages where we're having to do both things, and sometimes we find ourselves neglecting ourselves while we're doing that. Yeah, but they're all so important on the trajectory of life. Like Minister Janica said, she's like 96. I have an aunt that's 97, so that's part of my DNA. So yes. I'm bucking for 100. So we have to be able to keep ourselves prepared mm-hmm. and cared for. Our health and well-being in these middle stages are imperative for, first of all, getting to that older age, like Minister Janica was saying, and keeping ourselves up in while we're doing that and taking care of our elders too. So it's a lot. I totally agree with what, and bring in the spiritual. She yeah. dropped that spiritual in on the end, because it's a, what is it? It's a trifecta.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a trifecta right there. You need the mental, the physical, and the spiritual to really be supportive of anyone, whether it's women or, you know, and I know we're talking about women, but to be supportive of anyone in all stages, all three of those pieces are needed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, both you women are part of powerful businesses. So let's just talk about, I've heard this saying, and I kind of totally agree with it, that collaboration is the new currency. And what I mean by that is no more about competition. I've been putting something out on social media that, you know, look in the mirror, that's your only competition. You should be yes. better than you are yesterday. Today is going to be a better you than you were yesterday. So get competition out of our mindset, even in our business and in our ministry, whatever it is. But if we can focus on collaboration, which is the new currency, what are your thoughts about that, Minister Janica? How do you think, you know, isn't collaboration so needed in every
sense? It definitely is. And I learned that lesson early, like maybe 10 years ago. I had a mentor and she owned a private duty business. And she called me one day and she wanted me to come work for her. She had like 8 or 9 cases. Right. Let me say this, it's very few that black women I have met that have had a business like mine. I'm not saying it's none, but it's very few. So to get into this monopoly of it, I mentored under her. She taught me. Well, one day she called me and told me she needed me to come back to work. And, you know, she had a new case, a very powerful family in Michigan. And I told her I had my own cases and I couldn't do it. But I told her, I said, well, I have people that, you know, need to work. Give me, you know, those people, you know, recommend me. And then maybe I can go interview. And she said, they didn't call for you. They called for me. She said, I would not refer. And I was totally shocked. As I said before, this is my mentor. Right. And what she said was, I'm not going to open up a door for you to walk through. And Dr. Kill, I was totally shocked. And that did something to me. It taught me two things. To never have that kind of mindset that I can't be a blessing to someone else. But besides that, to know that if a door is open, help somebody walk through that door.
Yes. Yes.
And so that really did something for me. And God have helped me where I have blessed other people with cases. I have right now 12 employees that's working for me. Pre-pandemic, it was like 18 of us. But especially the Jewish community, the pandemic hit it hard in the elderly community, you know. And so I'm saying that to say, when you say as far as the support, it's very much needed. And not only that, I have to be able to separate, and I have learned to separate the spiritual part, as Dr. Kill said, and then the natural part. Mm-hmm. See, this person who I was talking about, you know, she didn't really believe in Jesus Christ, and that's fine. We don't have to debate that. But what I'm saying is, I always kept God first in that situation. You know, I know one time we got to a point where she only had 3 cases, and she was really complaining. I said, I'm going to pray that God bless you with some more cases. Sure enough, I'm not kidding. 5 days later, she got 2 more cases, and she told me, keep on praying, keep on praying. You know, and I laughed when she said that because she was being sarcastic, but I knew it was nothing but the prayer of the righteous, not being perfect. But the prayer of the righteous. So yes, it's very important for us to support each other. It's very important for us to pass down the knowledge and the information that we have.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And also, and just to piggyback on that, is like, there's enough out here for all of us. And, you know, I mean, and if we're going to go Bible, let's go Bible. The more you give, the more you shall receive.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we give of ourselves and we bring others along and we share our bounty with others, we are destined. We're calling forth more to us because it's just like the talents. Mm-hmm. The more talents you give, the more you turn those talents around and help other people, the more talents you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And that's why collaboration is so key, because even if we were able, and we're really not, we can't service all the people that need something like what we offer.
Right.
You know, Pastor Tandy, you, as many people as you have and as many people as you can bring on board, you can't handle 700 cases at one time. If you were to get 700 cases in your door right now, you would have to dole them out to somebody, right?
Yes.
You have to get some assistance.
Yes.
And so that's why it's important to know of, it's like, well, I can't do it, but I know this person over here who has the same work ethic and the same ideals and thinks like me and they work like me. And I, you know, I may have brought them along and set them up. Let me get you over to them because they're going to take care of you just like I would.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sharing the wealth. And that's what's so, so important. It's finding that pot of gold and sharing that wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is so true. And, you know, I like the saying where it says collaboration is the new currency, meaning I'm going to get money, you're going to get money. And it's not always maybe money, but it's added clients, you know, more promotion about who you are. I'll give you an example. You know, I'm a coach, a leadership coach, as well as a transformational coach. And it's so funny, some clients may not be a match for me. And it's not always about the money. So I will refer them to someone else. And so when I refer them to another coach, of course, I had a conversation with the coach prior. And she said, you actually referring? I said, yeah, this person is, we're not a good match, but I know your persona. I know your personality, that you might be more, you know, the demeanor. You could be able to work with her and get the results that she wants. And so once I did that, she would say, wow. She said, I'm going to see. I said, don't do it if you don't have a heart to do it. You know, so when I show that initiative, that it's not about trying to get every client I can get, but make sure that I was able to collaborate and refer. And the person was very happy with her. And so I was able to see that, you know, it's not all about the money all the time. It's about getting the right fit. Because after, what is it, 7.9 billion people in the world, you and enough for, you know, Miss Ann and everybody else. So we got the same kind of mindset. You know, we can share and collaborate. It doesn't have to all be me. That's being selfish, right?
And I mean, and with that, you keep yourself, because, you know, you have to maintain your own health and wellness as also. And you can't drive yourself into the ground trying to keep everything for yourself. And at the end of the day, it is about the client. And that person on the other end that's looking for that transformation. So you definitely don't want to take it all on yourself to the point where you're setting yourself up for failure, the client up for failure, and your business as well. Because if they're not getting the results that they want, they're not going to give you a good review. And then that's going to impact your business. So it's better to hand something off than it is to try and keep it all to yourself. You know, it's like, I'm not a good fit. We're not a match. You know, we're not lined up for whatever reason. Right. And it's okay. But I want to make sure you get the results that you desire. Excellent. So I'm going to offer you this person or that person and keep it moving.
Yes. Yes. Let me get your insight and your wisdom. I'll go to you next, Janice. Janica, what is the value or the importance of supporting other women? Is there any importance or value to that?
It's definitely important. It's important. Again, I have learned to separate the spiritual. Spiritually, it's important because that's what we are supposed to do. You know, and if you have the right heart, you will do it. It's not a question. And I guess for me, I have been on both ends. It was one time where the most I ever had at one time was four cases, and two of those are 24-hour cases. So when you have a 24-hour, 7 days a week, you talked about payroll being like almost $5,000, $4,500. It's very few people that can pay that, you know. So to be able to be in that position and be with that population. So in the midst of supporting someone else, I'm also supporting me to get the things that I need to get done. When it comes to taking care of someone, it's a lot to it. And again, we discussed it. It's not only physically, it's mentally, you know, being able to be in the correct place in your mind. I have a patient now that will be making his transition soon. And, you know, he talked about death. He's afraid to die, and to be able to be there to support him, to give him, you got to be careful. Again, when you at work, you know, we was always taught even in school, you know, religion, income, those are things that you have to separate. But when I say support, I mean, even with your words and your thoughts and your deeds, how are you going to take care of that person? Yeah. All those things matter. So support comes in all different, whether it's you supporting your employees, or whether you're supporting yourself or your client, which is your patient. Mm-hmm. It all comes together. So support is very important. It's something that is necessary. I can't imagine doing what I do and didn't have the support of others. And that's why I think when that person did that to me, it devastated me, because I wasn't expecting that.
Yes.
You know, and I had to step back, because I actually became angry. You know, I wasn't angry. I was hurt. That's a better word. Thank you. I was hurt, you know, and I had to be able to step back from that situation, you know. And she have called me since then. I haven't worked for her since then. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that was a very valuable lesson. Sometimes I know lessons. And let me speak for myself. Sometimes me hearing no would take me to another level to say, okay, then what have you learned from that? And I learned several things from that. The most important thing, never be so selfish that you can't help someone else. Yeah. Never be so selfish that you can't help someone else. Not only in the spirit, that's not right, but in the natural, because you never know when you got to come back to that person.
That's
you got to be careful. So that's my answer. It's very important to be able to support someone. It's no question, because mm-hmm. someone's going to have to support you.
That's right. And you know, when you were saying that, how you were hurt behind that, because she was your mentor, someone you learned from and grew from and got wisdom from. And then to ever turn around and do that, that was probably a hurtful and probably angry too, you know. So you learn that. Remember, I think of that saying, you know, when someone tell you who they really are, please
believe them.
Believe them the first time.
Yes. Yes.
Come through, Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yes.
All right. I love that.
Yes. Yes.
So why do you see the value and importance of supporting women in the business sector and in every area, educational sector, the government sector? We need one another. What is your take on that, Dr. Matt?
I find that, you know, because one, we're women and we have enough coming against us from the world. There's no need for the infighting, because we, at some point in our life, we've all almost have encountered something similar, because we live in a patriarchal society. So it's very man driven. So just as being a woman, first being the gender makes us, that's a fight that we have to fight. So we can lock arms in solidarity for that piece. And so that's where we come in and support. And then all of the things, we all are going to hit some of these milestones at the same time. We have the physical, you know, when we start having our private summers that we have when we get to a certain age and all of the things that come with that, we can support each other in that. Our pains are very similar. We may not speak on them, but we know that we have them. And when we can hear someone else say something and it resonates with us, that's where we know that, okay, I'm in community. I found my tribe. These are my people, you know. And even as business owners, we go through the same similar growing pains, where we have the hurts, we collect the no's, we get the bad feelings, we question whether or not we should be in this place. And yet, if we can find people like being here amongst you powerhouse women and knowing that, oh yeah, I may not be where Mr. Tandy is, but she got there. So I can lean on her and her wisdom and get there too, if I'm not there. And the same thing with you, Dr. Seegers, with all that you're doing and your Wisdom Wednesday podcast, I can get there because I can now come to you as a means of support and you can share your growing pains. And I don't have to have those same trip ups and slip ups. And that's the importance of support and community, especially amongst women. And I can be a little bit long. You need to cut me off.
But all I can say is yes, yes, and yes. You know, because I tried to dispel that myth that women can't get along with one another. I just hate when I hear that. You know, I said it doesn't have to be. We can be a difference. We can make the difference. And so when you see that pettiness and then stuck on stupidness, I call it, you know, we can stop that by saying, you know, support your sister. You may not agree with her. You may not be in total agreement with what she's doing, but at least support her in the sense that don't talk about her, don't badmouth. You know what I mean? Those kind of things are also supporting by not starting rumors, not causing chaos, not, you know, spreading lies. So even though people will do that, but we don't have to be one that's going to be doing that. We can stop. The buck stops here, right? You know?
Right, right. That's, you know, when you can stop it for ourselves and then we get with like-minded people that are stopping it. And no, not just stopping it, but also being lovingly calling it out in others and letting them know that there's another way we can do this. It doesn't have to be you and I against each other. We can work together.
Yeah.
And find some common ground and some commonalities that can bring us both together and along the same path. Even if we don't do it together, we can walk side by side, even if we're not in the same lane.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Yes. You know, I'm gonna go in the religion sector for a second. I can remember being in a church for years and years, and when you leave the church, it seemed like they disown you. And I still
they ostracize you.
No, they really do. I still pray for them. I still love on them. Never said anything negative, because they stuck. They're stuck in that. You know, you don't. It's not a cult that I got to be part of. You know, so we got to learn how to get beyond all. I call it that foolishness. You know, sometimes you can outgrow. People. And so you want to extend, like you said, like-minded people. I'll share a story. I remember when I wanted to start an investment club, and I went immediately first to my family, right? Thinking we can meet, you know, make money and grow money. Let's see our money grow. And I went, had a big meeting at my with my family. And oh, you mean we can't touch the money for 5 years. I don't know about that. This investment goes up and down, up and down. And I say, yeah, life is up and down, you know. And so I knew there was the wrong group, you know. So then I went out and reached to people who were like-minded, who knew about investing, want to learn about investing, want to know how to make their money grow. And so we had a woman of 12. It was all women happened to be. And I had a broker who was a woman. In fact, Gail Perry Mason, those that locally know her, and she's so she was able to help us. And she said, invest in things that you like. You go to the market, you like go and shop, you know, invest in things that you know about too, and then learn. Mm-hmm. And our money grew really, really good, you know. And so I was able to see that before I was trying to help women to just learn how to, because, you know, it's always been said that women, it's not good with money, like to spend all the money, you know, but, you know, sometimes that's another myth too. Not all women, you can't say that's generalizing, right? So I was able to get women who were like-minded, who wanted to see their money, make money and to grow. And so it was quite successful, I have to say that. And I remember reading, you know, investment clubs, some little old ladies, they got money galore, you know, but you have to gravitate to people who think like you and want to go higher in life, want bigger things and better things. Would you agree with that, Minister?
Oh, absolutely. and sometimes, you know, because I'm having some of those growing pains right now where it's like, I still love you, mm-hmm. but you're not going where I'm going. So this is where I leave you. You know, we still talk and we can still do that, but mm-hmm. I have to get with people that are going in the direction that I'm going. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I dislike you and, you know, and whatever you're feeling, those are your feelings. We can talk about them, but it doesn't change the way that I'm going. I'm not going to go backwards. You're welcome to come with,
right?
But I'm not coming back. So, you know, just, and it's painful, especially when it's your family.
Yeah.
And you want your family, you know, it's nice to be able to have family support and have them to be as exuberant about your ideas as you are. But, right. you know, sadly, it's not always the case. And it's not that they're bad people. Right. It's just, like you said, they haven't grown and they're not like-minded. And the work that it may take you to get them to the place where you are, is sometimes not worth the effort. We'll let somebody else take that on. I'm gonna keep going. So, you know, it's hurtful. It can be hurtful. It's painful.
It's painful
because we grieve those that we leave,
mm-hmm.
but we know that where we're going is where we're designed to be. You know, if God is calling you to go someplace, you just got to go. You know,
right. So, what are your thoughts on that, Minister Janica?
Well, I agree with what you and Dr. Carol are saying. That's definitely true. It's some people that you think is going to be part of your process that necessarily don't. And we make that decision. I know someone who had a successful business for 7 years and they brought their best friend on. Mm-hmm. And they end up, you know, getting a line of credit for like 100-some thousand. And the person put 40,000 on it and he walked away. So he left the business owner with $40,000, you know. And the business had to eventually close his business because he couldn't continue to pay that bill plus his and run his business. And mm-hmm. so that was a prime example of, you know, the person thought about it afterwards. I never should have brought him on, mm-hmm. but it was too late, you yeah. know. Yeah. And even for me, I had a business partner at one time and I had to separate. She wasn't putting in the work and it wasn't benefiting the company. And anytime you have a business and you can't put into it, you don't need that business. You got to, you know, it takes a lot more than saying I'm a CEO or I own this business. It takes a lot more than that. Yeah. So it definitely will be a time where you have to separate yourself. You know, I learned a long time ago, all money is not good money. Some money you got to walk away from, you know, and that can be a cliche, but it has been cases I had to give up because when you say it just wasn't the right fit, you know, so I truly understand that, you know, so that's all a part of the growth, not only for you, but for your business, you know, and it's going to take different levels. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take where it's going to be, you think it's going to be one way and then it go just the opposite.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so true. You know, I talked about the competition again, and I just want to kind of get your intake and your wisdom, ladies. When I say it's not about competition, but yet it is. So who are you competing with? I mean, is it other industries that's in your same industry, or is it you against yourself? I mean, what does that mean to you when I say is the competition, you know, look in the mirror and that's your competition. You want to speak on that, Dr. Mack?
Yeah, 100%. You are your biggest competition. I'm a track and field coach as well. Oh. So I coach young people, you know, I haven't done it recently, but
yeah.
And that's what we are. You're competing against that event or that apparatus, not the person next to you or the person coming before or after you. You have to always look within yourself and see where your challenges are and do your level best to get over them, conquer those challenges, get beyond them, figure them out, move them out of whatever it takes, you know, blow them up, whatever you got to do to get yourself to the next level. And when you realize that everything is happening inside of you, then you begin to speak differently and, you know, and to look at the world through different eyes, instead of saying this person is against me or that person is in my way or that person won't let me. It's like, what can I do? What else can I do to get to where I know I'm supposed to be? How can I achieve this goal? What else do I need to do? What else do I need to learn? Who do I need to get in front of? You start asking yourself those questions, because at the end of the day, it's all about what it is that you put in. And we only got 24 hours a day.
Right.
What have I done in these 24 hours to move me to the next level?
Yes. So true. What about your thoughts on that, about the competition?
Well, when I hear the word competition, I try to look at it in two different ways. It's always going to be competition in business. It always will be. It's just the way that you, let me take ownership. It's the way that I proceed in what direction I'm going to go with it. It has been times where, you know, for me, when it comes to this, I always bring my employee in to meet the family. So you can see if everything fits. So when I say competition, it may be a time where one person doesn't meet the need of that family. It's nothing personal. I'm gonna tell you a little story. I was working for the particular lady I was speaking of earlier, and she called me one day and told me she was taking me off a case. And I was like, me and the client got along well. I mean, I enjoy working for her. And she said, well, it doesn't matter. I said, no, I need to know why you're taking me off the case. She told me to me off the case because she said the lady said her dog didn't like me. Every time I would come to work, her dog would bark. And he's a dog. So I thought, I don't have an animal, but I thought that's what dogs do. And that case, I was making like almost $1,000 a week. That affected my income. When she said, I was completely shocked. I was shocked for two reasons: that you would take a personal application. She said she loved everything about me, but her dog didn't like me. And so she took me off the case. But the fact that the lady who I work for weren't going to tell me the reason why. Uh-huh. You're going to let me go and you're not telling me the reason why you let me go. To me, that just imbalanced. So when I say competition, it was like a situation where I had nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had to learn, even with that case, sometimes things happen when it comes to your business, you may not understand, you know, you may not understand, but what have you learned from that situation?
What is the lesson?
Because it was a lesson, you know. Yeah, yes.
And about the little dog some treats or something. I don't know.
Right. Wait a minute. I can win the dog over. Let's try this again. Now. Let's don't mess with my income because of the dog.
Right. Yeah.
My livelihood, right?
Yes.
Oh, But we do live and learn, don't we? That's the greatest thing about life. You know, you take it with strive and you said, okay, I've learned that, keep it moving, you know, because we can either be bitter or we could be better, right?
Yes.
Right.
So one of us be better, you know, and I just shake it off and just say, you know what, next, right? Because we can get stuck and we get in that, I call it that, you know, the what ifs and all of that. But just keep it moving, live and learn. That's what we have to do. I remember my mentor years ago said, Mary, either you're gonna grow or you're gonna, you know, learn, or you're gonna learn. It's either win, you're gonna win, or either you're gonna learn. Right. And yes. So in each case is a win-win, he said, you know, because you're going to learn from, you're going to win from learning that experience, you know, and then you're also going to win. So that's how you have to do, you know. I'm going to do a blog about, are you championship material? And what I mean by that, you know, people always want to be a winner, want to be successful, but it takes blood, sweat, tears, prayer, starting over, getting back up to be a winner. And what a winner is to you may be different from me, but whatever it is, to achieve your goal, to accomplish that dream, it's going to take tenacity, perseverance, and it's going to take a time to not allow other people to speak your fate, you know, or to speak into your life. You have to be that determined. So what do you think about being a, I did something on a podcast, this new platform, it's like Threads, I think it was through Threads, and I was able to speak on there and just say, you know, are you a championship material? And I talked about when I was a young girl, I was riding a bike and I was determined to ride it without the training wheels, right? And so my father said, you got to learn how to balance yourself on the bike. But so many, before I finally accomplished that goal, I must have failed a million and one times. I still got scars on my knees, right? You know, and I said, every champion gonna have some scars. Mm-hmm. Winner's gonna have some marks and bruises. Well, they give them those honor badges in the military. They've had some wounds. They had some battles. So people really want to be a winner, or they just like the word and said, I'm a winner, I'm a champ, I'm a leader. But it's gonna take some, like I said, blood, sweat, and tears. What are your thoughts about that? We'll start with you, Minister Janica. What are your thoughts about, are you a winner material? Are you a champion? When your business is very successful, I listen to how she's caring about her patients, and not only her patients, but her employees. And she's a very caring woman and compassionate. And so you are a champion, but was it easy?
No. You know, the pandemic really affected the elderly population. I mean, it really did. It got to a point where, employees refused to go into the buildings, you know. A lot of the family members from that particular population was bringing their loved one home, and then they didn't want anybody coming from the outside. They want people to do live-in. So I'm saying that to say that was a very challenging time. It was like 5 months where I didn't work at all, you know, and that's when I say that was so unusual for me. But that changed the whole dynamic of the healthcare industry. It really did. The pandemic, and you have to remember, it affected the elderly in such a different way. And it came all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Right. I do believe that we should have been more prepared for it. You know, I really do. One of the hospice nurses came in the beginning of 20 in January, and she said, look, this is gonna be serious. You know, and I don't think that people took that to the degree that we should have. And that's my own personal opinion. But I seen the way it affected, and I'm speaking of the Jewish community because that's the community I was in. Yeah. I seen the way it affected it, you know. So when you say champion, yes, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have your trials, you're going to have your tribulation, and that may seem like a cliche, but it was a time I was losing in this. I was losing. I had no patients. Mm-hmm. The patients that I could get, I couldn't get people to go in, you know. And it got to the point where I had to make the decision. I paid them more than the average rate that I would have paid them because I needed them there. So I'll be honest, it was one case I made $2 per hour off of that case. Now, y'all think about that. $2 mm-hmm. an hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I had to make that choice.
Right.
And I did that so I could still stay open. When I say stay open, my business comes a lot from word of mouth. Mm-hmm. If you can get your name out to that community, and I know I keep going back to the Jewish community, but if you can get your name out to the Jewish community, yeah. It keeps on going. I'm telling you, it keeps on going because they go by word of mouth. They go by word of mouth. Yes. And so when I was making $2 an hour off of each of this one case, if you add it up, you know it was less than $400 a week that I was getting. But I did that to keep my name out there and also to show them that I could keep it moving.
Yeah.
And that's so important. So when you say about the champion, I'm looking at the time when you lose, because you're going to lose sometime. I'm looking at the time you can win. And we all want to be on the winning, but it doesn't always work out like that.
Right.
But what that taught me was too, what did I need to do to be able to stay in the arena for me to be able to get to the next level? You know, and that's what happened. You know, as time went on, things got better. And it got better and it got better. You know, the pandemic is not gone. We had one facility out there. They had to close it down like 3 weeks ago because they had like 12 patients that had it. Yes, wow. They was vaccinated. And it's a lot, you know, give me while, it's a lot easier, or the symptoms, that's the correct word. The symptoms is not like it was before, but you know, when you're dealing with an elderly patient, you know, you got to be real careful. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I said that, even with that, I still had to stay alert and advise my employees what they need to do. Because you're right, we're there to take care of the patient, but you also got to make sure your employees are taken care of. Mm-hmm. So to bring it all together, you said championship, it's a point of winning and losing. And I experienced that more so during that pandemic with my business than any other time. I really did. And it taught me a valuable lesson. It really did. Season change. Sometimes, you know, you can be here and then sometimes you're going to be there. But where are you going to be as far as your own level? And that's what I learned.
That's powerful. When you said that, I thought about Michael Jordan, one of my favorite basketball players. You know, even though he was known for the three-pointers, but how many of those had he missed? Before they actually landed in, but he never gave up on it. He continued to shoot it. He continued to practice. He continued to improve his craft. So that's what you're saying. You got to continue, even in the midst, when it looks like you're losing, you're really winning because you're still in the marketplace. That's powerful. Thanks for sharing that. What about for you, Dr. Amat?
Well, being a champion is, and I go back to the track and field reference is, it's always about, as Minister Tandy said, it's about winning and losing and taking all of those times in incremental steps and making minute adjustments. She had to adjust how much she was paying her employees because she had to keep her name out there. So she made that adjustment and took that hit to get to the point where she was continuing to be a champion. And that's the way it happens. And it's not always pleasant. We don't always take those losses with a grin and a smile and, you know, just happy-go-lucky, we're gonna do better the next time. It's tough.
It is.
And it's a thing that I shared with my daughter because she was an athlete and she was an elite athlete. She was going places and she had a bummer of a day on an event. And it took everything I had to get her out of the stadium so she can go have that cry. Mm-hmm. And she was getting down on herself and going, I suck. And, you know, saying, I said, wait, no, we're not going to do that.
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to take this as it is. This is one moment in time.
That's right.
We're going to have the upset. We're going to be upset. We're going to cry. We're going to get it all out. You're not going to hurt yourself. We're going to have that moment. And then we're going to flush because that day is going to be over. We're going to take the lessons that we've learned and we're going to apply them to the next day's practice. And we're going to continue getting better. And that is, and I use that in my own life because that's what makes a champion.
Yes.
When Michael Jordan didn't make his ninth grade basketball team in high school, he didn't stop.
Hello.
He did the work. The next year, he was on varsity. So you take the lumps, you take the pain, you deal with the hurt and heartache and feeling like you want to get down on yourself. And then you take it. And like you said, Dr. Seegers, you win or you learn. Mm-hmm. And you take that as a learning. And then you build upon that. And you come out better. And that's how you go from being a winner to being a champion, because you come out better on the backside for taking all of those lumps and bumps and scrapes on the knees and bruises and the $2 an hour and all of that stuff. You know, when you take all that and then you look back, but like, look at me now, bruises and all, but here I am. So that's what makes it great. That's what makes being a champion so great.
Yes. And, you know, it starts on the inside, you know, and it's a mindset too. It's a mindset. If I know I'm gonna get through this, you know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get through it, you know. And so you have to, like you said, I love how you talk to your daughter, you know, talk to yourself, and you, and that will get you through it until you get to that next hurdle, you know. That's mm-hmm. powerful. Ladies, I've enjoyed this conversation. Let me just ask you this. How can people reach out to you? I would like my audience to reach out to these powerful women. And so let's start with you. We'll go with you, Dr. Matt. How can people reach you? Tell your social media, your email, your websites, so how they can reach out to you.
You can reach me at Dr. Carolyn D. Mack on LinkedIn. You can find me there. I'm also Carolyn D. Mack 97 on Facebook. My others are Carolyn D. Mack on Twitter. I'm Carolyn D. Mack on pretty much all of the socials with the exception of Instagram and TikTok, but you can reach me primarily on LinkedIn. That is my most professional. My webpage is also available, taylormckinney.com. It's currently down because I'm revamping it, but you can reach me there as well. But I am available on all of the socials. If you look for Carolyn D. Mack, you will find me.
Great. Awesome. And what about for you, Minister Janica?
My email address is my name, Janica, J-A-N-I-C-E-A, last name Tandy, T-A-N-D-Y, @yahoo.com. And on Facebook is Janica Tandy.
All right. Yes. You need to get on LinkedIn. That's a good business connection too, if you have.
Okay.
Ready. Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. You know, ladies, I could go on and on. I want you to give some last parting words to my audience, if you don't mind, how they can learn that it's not about competition, but it's more better to collaborate, and that we need to support one another. So we'll start with you, Minister Janica. Just give some good encouraging words, and then we'll go.
Encouraging words about collaboration. First of all, we have to realize how have you been selfish, or you not collaborating, that's a better word, with other, how has that been working for you, you know? and then I think that speaks value right there. I even think about how Dr. Mary and I actually met. We met in church, and just by just sitting there holding a conversation, just by sitting, just greeting her, again, loving the smile and just talking. And I see where that have took us from that time to where we at now. You know, the song, No Man Is an Island, is a reason no man walk alone, but each man need their brother. Each man need a friend. You can't be in this world all by yourself. You cannot. Mm-hmm. So for us to be able to stand together and be able to support, and sometimes you just need a word of encouragement. Sometimes you just need, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You know, this too shall pass. You know, I stand on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, for he know the plans he have for me. He planned for me to prosper. But one thing I want to add with that, when God told Jeremiah that, the Israelite was in slavery. They was in slavery. And he told them, get used to being there for a little while. So it ain't always going to be good. You know, when we think for God know the plan, I used to think for God know the plan, we think, oh, it's going to be good and everything. No. Uh-uh. Sometimes it's going to be where, you know what, Lord, I don't know what you're doing and I don't know how you're doing it, but put the butt, because we don't butt cancel everything, but I know you're going to do it, you know. And so that's the part that helps me go. It's very important to have people around you that's going to support you, that's going to encourage you, and that's going to speak into your spirit. Even when I'm going through, I don't need nobody to tell me how I'm going through. Mm-hmm. I need you to do as a friend or a mentor is let me know it's going to be okay. This too shall pass. Now, how long is going to pass? How long before it's going to pass? I can't tell you that.
Right.
But I know it's going to pass. So to close everything as far as for me, to just remember that everything that we do is for a reason, and how we respond to it is a reason for that. How you're going to respond, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Again, I keep thinking you're going to be up here sometime, you're going to be sometime in the middle, and sometime you're going to be even low. But what is you're going to respond? And one thing I just wanted to add this, what I'm learning in this season in my life is about having hope. And a lot of time people don't have that. When you have hope, you can get to the next level, because you know it's something that's going to hold you up. Yeah. But when you down here and there's nothing down here to hold you up, then that's where a person can get lost and get discouraged. That's a better word, they can get discouraged. So again, remember to know where you're going and how you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. And believe that you're going to get there. Yeah. That's it.
And thank you so much for that. When she was talking about encouraging, I know Minister Janica, I was going through a medical challenge, if you will, and she was so encouraging and so prayed with me and extended love and hope, that hope she was talking about. So I just appreciate you. You know, I love you, my sister.
Yeah.
No, we were ordained to be together in life now because
yes.
We need that. We need that undergirding of support. And I hope I'm doing the same for you, encouraging you.
You are.
You, always speaking highly of you and loving on you. So thank you, my friend.
Yes, you are welcome. And I do love you. Let me just add one thing, Dr. Kill, let me just add one thing. How God, Minister Mary came in my life at a time where a couple of people had stepped out of my life. And I was like, really, God? And the Holy Spirit told me, you're going to have to reposition, redirect, and align yourself. And I'm like, what do that mean? Well, everything you do is a reposition. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's going to the left or to the right, to align yourself. And he used the word change. And Mr. Mary, you came in my life, it was a change.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thank God. I thank God. I just wanted to add that. Yeah, I thank God. Everything was done the way God wanted it to be done. Even I can see it. When I tell some people, they walked out like, see you later. Bye. And I'm like, really?
I know, really?
But look what God did. The ram in the bush. The ram in the bush. So I just had to add that, yes, I love you and I truly appreciate you, Dr. Mary. I do. Thank you so much.
You know, I love you more. All right, Dr. Mack, any encouraging words?
I just would like to tell your audience and all the people that are listening that it is so important to be aligned, just piggyback, to be aligned with people that are going in the direction that you're going. And if people are being moved out of your life or if they're leaving your life, it's for a reason. And take that in every day, just take one more step. Mm-hmm. Just take, if even if you have, just take one step and just stand there for a minute. It's like, okay, I'm just gonna hold this step because I got here. I don't know what else to do, but I'm taking that step. And that is how, and I on my Facebook page, and I do my Blue Robe Chronicles, and it's called, it's 1% better. Every day you want to just be 1% better than you were yesterday. Wow. You look at the wins you had yesterday. I have a book where I do my daily wins. I do three of them, three daily wins, what I project for tomorrow, and what is my question of the night. But those daily wins, it's like yesterday I had three wins. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm going to take one more step and try and get three more wins. And that one step is a win.
Yes.
And then it gives you the opportunity to go more. And it's all about small wins. You know, a lot of times we want to go for the big win. We want to go for the slam dunk. You're like, no, I'm going to take the free throw. I'm going to take the free throw. See, I'm a sports person too. I'm going to take the free throw and I'm going to get my points one at a time versus trying to get the 3 points, the 3 points, the 3 points. Mm-hmm. Take the step.
Yes.
And when you take the step, there will be more that comes after that.
Wow. That is so powerful. I was just going to quickly look on Facebook to see if we had any comments because they're watching as well. And so I just went.
Hey, y'all.
Said, I thank God for the ram in the bush. So one lady said that. That's powerful. Let's see some of the other comments. I'm going to make sure I did not. But you know, ladies, it's so people can resonate what you're saying because they're going through similar situations as well. But I like that about the three wins there. I mean, you got to tell us more about, is it a book that you write every night or what? What is that?
I have a journal. And it's just simply every day you date it, daily wins, and you count three wins. Wow. And then, you know, one of the a part, and I got this from another book that I was listening to, the gap in the game.
Mm.
And it's like you do your three wins, and then you can even prepare for your next day by doing your projected wins for the next day. So then your mind overnight is getting prepared for what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, the brain is a powerful thing and we do we resolve most of our challenges. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take up too much time. We resolve a lot of our challenges overnight. So every morning I get up and I do a brain dump. Like, what have I learned? What have I learned from the things that happened the day before? What have I solved? What question have I answered overnight?
Yes.
That I was, you know, maybe thinking about percolating on, you know, something was kind of, you know, at the edge of your psyche, you know, just kind of a little bit of irritation there. And then sometimes you can solve it overnight and be like, oh yeah, now I can do this or I can do that. So yes, but the three wins were huge for me.
I like that concept. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And three is God's number, you know. Mm-hmm. So I like that, you know, it's not two, yeah, but three. And so we need to, it's a daily theme. You know, I always tell people, if you're trying to reach a goal, break it down by mm-hmm. a day. What are you doing every day to achieve that? You know, because they right. wait to the end and do the balloon thing. No, you need to work on it daily so you can get to the finish line. Mm-hmm. So I've enjoyed you. Thank you for taking time out of your day. I know you all are busy powerhouses, and I thank you and I honor you for taking time out to share your wisdom with the Wisdom Wednesday podcast audience. And I know each of them could resonate with what you all were sharing with us. So again, I thank you and I appreciate you, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
Love
Sounds
you.
Good.
Nice meeting you, Dr.
Take
Kittle.
Care, Dr. So you too, Minister Tandy. We need to get in touch. I think we align. We okay, have some alignment there.
Yeah, and we will do that.
All definitely. Right. We're going to work through Dr. Seeger since she knows both of us.
Okay. Love you both.
Take care.